This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's 5:34 p.m. It's time for take a look at the market. Lynn, some news came in over the weekend that the US and China have apparently put their possible trade war on hold. This is following up from what we spoke about on Friday about Donald Trump tweeting in support of ZTE, right?
Yes, that's right. So the second round of US-China trade talks have concluded. The outcome was that both countries said they will no longer impose import tariffs on each other. So if you remember, both countries have threatened import tariffs in the tens of billions.
Yep, that's right.
It started with the proposed U.S. steel and aluminium tax and escalated to Beijing's threat on aircraft, soybeans, cars, etc.
Yep, that's right. So is the framework, though, aimed at reducing the trade deficit? I mean, earlier reports actually indicated that that was one of the main aims of the talks.
So, yeah, that appears to be the case. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told Fox News that China will buy more U.S. goods to substantially reduce the trade deficit. So initially, the White House was targeting to get China to buy around $200 billion worth of goods. But so far, there's been no sign of any definitive numbers. So if that $200 billion figure is true, that would be more than that would more than halve the 2017 reported trade deficit, which was tipped over $375 billion. So long ways to go yet. Mnuchin also described a healthy development of economic and trade relations between the two countries. So enhanced cooperation in sectors like energy, agriculture, products and healthcare. But he also equally warned that if the framework for cooperation is not implemented, the U.S. could impose as much as $150 billion in tariffs on China. That said, Asian markets were higher today on news that the trade war is on hold, so like they've hit the pause button on that, with the exception of Australia and sadly us. Everyone else finished in the green.
Right. Moving on to stocks, Cahaya Mata Sarawak was one of the top decliners today. What happened there?
Bursa suspended proprietary day trading and intraday short selling of CMSB today after it fell more than 15%.
Wow.
It's one of the stocks that has faced pressure recently over perceived ties to the former BN government. So much like MyEG Services, which was also on the active trade list,
right.
Jaya Mata Sarawak closed down 22.6% at RM1.92.
It's going to be a tough time for those former, you know, close to the BN government types.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Lynn, thank you so much for that market wrap. More coming your way on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.